You are listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay Fisher, Associate Editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this episode, we spoke with Shevin Rary, MD, Medical Director of Endocrinology at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, or CTCA, and the Telehealth Program Director for CTCA. She talks about the creation of an in-home infusion program, which allows patients with cancer to receive their treatment at home, and what that change might mean for the nurses who care for these patients.
So how did this innovation come about, and how did the COVID-19 pandemic impact this idea?
So I've been in this space for about, over a decade, the telehealth space. And really, when the pandemic hit, I think telehealth was well positioned to be a powerful tool and really was the kind of the silver lining of the entire shift in care, if you will, because of the pandemic. What we saw was that telehealth allowed us to really transform the healthcare delivery system and allowed us to reimagine how we deliver care and how we can effectively still communicate with patients, beyond our brick and mortar, beyond the four walls. And that's really been quite exciting. For the home infusion specifically, we know that a slight delay in any type of treatment for cancer can have significant mortality risk on patients. And with the pandemic, certainly at the peak of the pandemic, with the closures, with the delays in care, we appreciated that was going to, impact survival, impact symptom management that patients were experiencing as well. And so by moving certain chemotherapy agents and infusion into the home, we recognized very quickly that providing telehealth oversight, remote patient monitoring, kind of connected care, it would provide an opportunity to get the patients the right care at the right time in a safe manner. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you. So now, can you explain what the CTCA and CVS Health partnership looks like for these in-home infusions?
Absolutely. So at CTCA, we, as of last year in 2020, we partnered with CVS and Quorum to provide chemotherapy in the home. And like I had mentioned, we have remote patient monitoring and telehealth oversight by our providers. So this was really an opportunity to extend our care beyond the four walls, beyond the brick and mortar, and provide those patients who meet specific criteria, who are eligible on eligible medications, the opportunity to still get their treatment in a safe manner. And so currently we are in a pilot program. We're enrolling out of the Atlanta-based patients with a range of diseases, including breast, lung, prostate, colorectal, head and neck, some GU cancers. And the plan is that we expand the pilot, after a period of time, working in conjunction with our partners.
Wonderful, thank you. So now can you explain to me, what does the infusion process look like for the provider and for the patient?
Sure. So I'll specify that for the patient, there are certain eligibility criteria that they need to meet. They need to be relatively healthy in order to have that chemotherapy at the home. The sicker patients really do need that high acuity hospital setting. And so we make sure that is stratified. And then the patients, they need to be deemed appropriate to have that infusion or injection in the home and safe before enrolling into the program. So they would have received the treatment already within this higher acuity setting. They would have proven that they tolerate the medication, and then they would be in their maintenance phase, is what we call it. And those are the patients who are eligible. The providers, they are their normal patient oncologist, they continue the care as per usual at a particular interval, and it's really based on the provider and the patient and the patient's symptoms. They receive face-to-face visits. They have their staging, they have their scans, they have any type of additional studies that are needed, radiation treatment or surgeries and things like that. And then when deemed appropriate, they then get the more repetitive either injection or infusion in the home.
All right. And then during this process, in what cases is it necessary for the patient to see their oncologist?
Yep. So like I had mentioned earlier, you know, that the patients continue to see their oncologist throughout the entire process. It's their oncologist who is working with them through the home nurse. They continue to see their oncologist with a combination of face-to-face visits and telehealth visits. So as they're home, and if they're home, they're getting an injection or they're getting their infusion, they receive a telehealth visit beforehand and review labs and make sure that they're appropriate to get these studies. And then they continue that process. So their oncologist is with them every step of the way and in a combination of both face-to-face and telehealth visits.
So how do you think the in-home nurse visits will affect the nurse patient's relationship?
So I think, you know, certainly with the nurses now moving into the home, you know, it's not new. It's not a new concept. This has been occurring for decades, in particular outside of the U.S. But the nurse-patient relationship significantly improves, if you can imagine. You're having now an opportunity to focus on one individual patient, completely, you know, assess their ability to execute on that care plan, depending on their social determinants of health. You're in their home. You have an opportunity to help to significantly improve their health status and their assess if there's difficulties with them managing, you know, different aspects of the treatment. So I certainly think it's an opportunity to improve that nurse-patient relationship significantly.
Great, thank you. So would you be able to describe the important role nurses will play throughout the in-home infusion process, not merely from a technical standpoint, but through excellent supportive care?
Sure. So nurses play a big role in the home infusion process, and it's a bit different than, you know, it's a particular area of expertise that's developed, which is distinct from your in-hospital nursing, and it's distinct from your usual in-home care. It's almost a combination of the two, where you have to have that same clinical acumen that you would have on the inpatient side, but then you move that to the home. So be able to recognize, you know, and treat patients in a more acute setting, if you will, that now reside in the home. So the need for guidelines and structure is important when we're looking at safely providing chemotherapy or other treatments in the home. And we have worked in conjunction with ONS, the Oncology Nursing Society, to be able to bolster those guidelines and make sure that the issues that are needed for nurses to have those robust capabilities are able to be applied to in-home care as well.
House calls or in-home visits were once the standard way of providing healthcare, although today it's much less common. So would you say there are any things that nurses will need to adjust to for the home setting if either they or the patients are more familiar with the hospital or the outpatient care centers?
Yes, I think there are definitely learnings that be important for the nurses to safely provide care in the home relative to chemotherapy, which is distinct than the hospital care. In the hospital care, you have the ability to have, you know, multiple checkpoints, you know, around you. So you, as you're moving into the home, there are important things that have to be taken into consideration. There are important skills that need to be evaluated and competencies that need to be obtained, which are distinct from that just in the home setting and distinct from that in the hospital setting. You almost need to merge the two.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.